Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. It is book pick time, and I don't know about you. I need it. I need my fix. I got to know what's going on. I have to find out all the cool books. I just finished something. I'm ready for something else. I need to refuel. So here we go. This is why we have this segment. We invite wonderful, wonderful independent booksellers from wonderful, wonderful independent bookstores from our region to come in and tell us about the cool things that are on their shelves and to get us jazzed for these dog days of summer, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. Where I think we're in the dog days of summer. It's hot. It's summer. Yeah. We'll go with that. We are thrilled to have with us Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books in Rhinebeck and Millerton, New York. Hello.
Hi, Joe.
First of all, happy 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
Huge celebration over the weekend in Millerton and wonderful social media posts. And I know an outpouring from people who have loved to have the store, access to the store for either the entire time or just a fraction of it.
Thank you so much. It was just such a joyful day. And we're so grateful to everybody who came out.
It's really cool, and, you know, I think if you ask anybody, right, I mean, in whatever business, you're like, oh, you're going to be around for 50 years. We are not.
Right.
You know, and here you are. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's very, very good. Drew Broussard is from Rough Draft Bar and Books in Kingston, New York. Drew, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thank you very much. All right, Susanna, where would you like to begin?
Okay, so I brought something that just brings me joy. I feel like I need more joy in my reading. I need levity. I need humor. I need things to take me away. I don't know if you know why, but
yeah,
you know.
I know. I do know why. Although I personally am not good at this, I find myself reading things even more depressing.
Oh no, Joe, turn it around,
daily
buddy.
Life. I know. I need your help.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I recently listened to the audiobook of Actress of a Certain Age by Jeff Hiller. If you don't know Jeff Hiller, he is the star of an incredible show, Somebody Somewhere, on HBO. You can stream it on HBO Max. Himself and Bridget Everett are the stars of this amazing show about folks living in, I'm going to blank out.
Is it Ohio? Indiana?
In the Midwest.
Yes.
Midwest.
I'm selling it really well. Anyway, he is such a beam of
those
joy.
Vowel states. Yes.
On this show. And I absolutely love him. So I thought, I'll just listen to a little bit of this audiobook of his. It is so funny. It's so fun. And, he's in his late 40s. He didn't hit this TV show until just a couple of years ago. So he's been trying the boards for all these years, trying to make it in Hollywood, working in New York as a stage actor. And he has a lot of good stories to tell. He also talks about growing up gay in Texas in the 80s. And if you just want delight, read this book, listen to this book. Even if you don't know who he is, if you enjoy a celebrity memoir, you will love this book.
Well, that is great. We all want delight. Actress of a Certain Age by Jeff Hiller. Okay, Drew.
My first pick is not necessarily joyful, but it is a thrilling and delightful read. It's called House of Beth by Carrie Cullen. I wanted to talk about it both because I loved it, but she's also reading tonight as one of the four authors at our monthly reading series, Night School at Rough Draft. A friend of mine was like, you have to read Carrie's book. You have to get her to come read. The best way I can describe it is sort of a modern riff on Rebecca, but with a little bit more ghostly something going on. This woman, Cassie, after sort of like spectacularly flaming out in her life, comes back to her hometown, meets up with her high school ex-boyfriend. She falls in love with him again. They move in together. He has two kids. His first wife mysteriously died. And it sort of follows that Daphne du Maurier / Hitchcock track, but in the modern era, and there is a point of view shift in the novel that made me giggle with delight, even as I was also like, you know, hairs standing up on the backs of my neck.
A point of view shift. Who couldn't take one of those?
I mean, right?
Yeah. The name of the book is House of Beth by Carrie Cullen, who will be appearing tonight at Rough Draft in Kingston. And that's very exciting. And one of four authors.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. And you can find out more by going to their website, which I'll give at the end of the segment. Susanna.
Okay. So next up, I've actually brought a cookbook. Nights and Weekends by Alexis Debosnak. This comes out today. Alexis is one of our local authors. She's in the Catskills. And, Alexis is a veteran recipe tester. And her mom came to live with her, and she needed recipes that were easy to make, that didn't have too many ingredients, that you could make in one pot or in one sheet pan. But she wanted stuff that was interesting and not boring and not the same thing time after time. And she's put together this cookbook, the subtitle of which is Recipes That Make the Most of Your Time. And I don't know about you, but I never feel like I have enough time to cook a nice dinner more than once or twice a month. And I am finding Alexis's recipes to be very inspiring, especially as we kind of are approaching the end of summer. Let's all get out there and support our local farmers at their markets and fill our baskets with wonderful things we can make from nights and weekends.
Nights and Weekends, Recipes That Make the Most of Your Time. And out now, and you're going to have an event?
Oh, we do, yes, in September. In mid-September, she'll be signing cookbooks in Rhinebeck.
September 14th in Rhinebeck. All right. Excellent. Drew.
So I love to read a short book in the dog days of summer. Yes. I know that there's also the school of thought of, like, read something chunky that's going to take you the whole month.
Mm.
Right? It's fun to, like, crack through something as you're sitting out on the deck or whatever.
Yeah.
I picked this up at Corner Bookshop on the Upper East Side of New York City the last time I was down there. It's called Ultramarine by Mariette Navarro. It's translated from the French by Eve Hill Agnes. Short little novel. I knew nothing about it. The cover just leapt out at me. It is about a ship's captain, like a cargo ship captain, female captain, all-male crew of 20 sailors. They stop in the middle of the ocean, sort of on a whim, for everybody to, like, go jump in the water and have that sort of surreal experience. The 20 men go down. She's still up on the boat. 21 men come back. But it is not a horror novel. It is not a sort of supernatural thing. I guess it is literally a supernatural thing. But it is just a very good look at what happens when you are out on the water when there's nothing around, and sort of trying to imagine how a mind can start to crack a little bit. I read it in a single afternoon. It's just a perfect little drop of bracing water.
So it seems like a sparse book.
Yes.
And yet puts you in this metaphysical world to figure out what's going on there.
It really does. Something about the language, the sparseness of the language, sort of forces your brain to really lock in.
Ultramarine is the name of the book by Mariette Navarro. All right, Susanna.
Okay, so I brought a couple kids' books with me.
Oh, good.
As we're getting, end of summer, we got to get our summer reading in and get our kids excited to move back towards school. But one of the books I brought today is Sugar Shack by Lucy Nisley. This is the last in a series of graphic novels for middle grade, I'd say ages 8 and up. And each book in the series, there's 3 books, they're set sort of at the turn of the seasons. And this one is sort of winter into spring, and they're set in the Hudson Valley, and they're about a girl whose folks are divorced, and her mom is remarried, and she now has stepsisters. And, like, what is that about? Like, how does that feel? That's a kind of a different kind of thing. But they're also living on a farm and learning how to make maple sugar and maple syrup. It's wonderful. It's got the great local setting. And I would say if you have kids who like Raina Telgemeier or any of, like, the contemporary realistic graphic novels that are popular right now, introduce them to Lucy Nisley. Her work is so, so great.
Lucy Nisley is the author, and the name of the book is Sugar Shack. All right. True.
My next one is another, I'm now realizing, another translation that has to deal with water and cold things. Again, perfect for August. It's called Strange and Perfect Account from the Permafrost by Donald Nidecker, translated by Jonathan Reeder. I learned about this book from John Darnielle, the frontman of the Mountain Goats, who has spectacular taste in so many things, but particularly in translated fiction.
That's a musical group?
Yes, it's a musical group. he's an author.
Man of the Mountain Goats, just wanted to check. Okay.
This book is from the point of view of a sailor who has died, who was trying to chart the Northeast Passage, so heading up over the top of Russia, essentially trying to make it to China and Japan in the 1600s. He has died. The land up there is so cold that you can't bury bodies. The bodies sort of just like stick in the permafrost. And he ends up becoming this sort of floating spirit that moves across the course of 400 odd years, seeing everything that happens from Soviet nuclear tests to other boats who come by and successfully manage to chart the passage. But again, the language is so playful that you want to just kind of like reread passages where he's aggregating these lists and you're like, what would you pay attention to over the course of 400 years of very long daylit summers and very dark moonlit winters?
Strange and Perfect Account from the Permafrost by Donald Nidecker. You have one more translated book.
I do indeed. It's called Red Sword by Bora Chung, translated by her frequent translator, Anton Herr. They have a book coming out later this year as well. But this one I got sent from a friend in the UK, and we actually managed to order some copies in to Rough Draft. It is a sci-fi novel in the vein of Ursula K. Le Guin, in that sort of like joyful, classic allegory, like hard science fiction, dealing with colonialism, dealing with gender roles, but also there are aliens and laser weapons and a very cool sword. But it manages to read almost like a lost classic from the 70s without any of the questionable politics of that time.
Let's erase that from the record. The name of the book, Red Sword by Bora Chung. All right, Susanna.
Okay, I have another middle grade. This one I'd say is probably for ages 10 and up. It's called One Big Open Sky by Lisa Klein Ransom. It comes out in paperback next week. This is one of my favorite books that I've read for kids in the last few years. It won a Newbery Honor last year. Very well deserved. It is a novel in verse, so it's written in poetry. And it is about a black family that is migrating by wagon train from Mississippi to Nebraska in 1879. And our main character is a young woman who is filled with hope and excitement at this journey, but also fear. I mean, those of us who are old enough to have played the Oregon Trail video game have a sense of what might befall this family on their journey. Our main characters are our girl, Letty, her mother, and a young teacher who's traveling with the family. Their voices are so clear. The text of this book is so beautiful. I love novels in verse for kids because it gives them a lot of confidence in their reading. They can read them pretty quickly.
Yes.
And they feel like they've really accomplished something to read this big, big book in such a short time. But really what we're doing is tricking them into reading poetry and discovering the magic of limited text and what it can do and how it can make you feel. This book is absolutely wonderful.
One Big Open Sky by Lisa Klein Ransom. And as you said, we'll be out in paperback in the fall.
In next week.
Next week. Oh, all right. Excellent. And you have signed copies of the hardcover now. So there you go. Excellent. Drew.
So I have a book that is out today, Loved One by Isha Maharar. She is a writer, primarily a TV writer. She wrote for Parks and Rec. She wrote for The Good Place. She was a lead writer on Hacks. She's a very funny writer who can also do deeply heartfelt stuff. And I was so excited when a regular customer at our store popped in and was like, hey, this woman has this book coming out. She was a regular at the wine bar on the other side of town, Brunette. She not only wrote some of the novel there, she used Brunette basically as a setting in part of the novel. You should really read this. I read a galley of it. Isha describes it as an emotional mystery about a woman who a loved one of hers dies. She ends up meeting that guy's current flame. They both kind of have a little bit of, they're not telling each other everything, is what I will say. And it manages to do that, the thing that Parks and Rec and Hacks and The Good Place do, of making you laugh and also then making you cry in a positive way. But we're so excited that she's going to come do an event on Monday, August 25th at Brunette. How often do you get to hear an author talk about the book that they wrote in the place that they wrote it, drinking the wine that they were drinking while they were writing it?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Monday, August 25th at Brunette Wine Bar, and the name of the book is A Loved One. All right, Susanna.
Okay, so my last book is Evelyn Witch Gets a Pet. This is a picture book, I'd say for like ages 3 to 5. It's by Beth Ferry, illustrated by Charles Santoso. And it's never too early, I think, to start reading witch books, you know?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Halloween isn't here yet, but it might as well be, if you ask me. So Evelyn Witch wakes up. She decides to go down to the pet store and kind of just want, she just really wants a pet. There's bats, rats, plump pink cats, but she can't afford them. She only has 10 coins. So all she can pick is a mystery pet from this box of like wrapped gifts. She doesn't know what's going to be inside. She opens the box. There's an egg.
Is this a Goonies thing?
I'm not going to spoil it
Gremlins.
For you.
That was what? Gremlins.
She is waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and this egg will not hatch. She has to consult her spell book from the library to try to help her egg hatch. And I will not spoil it, but she goes on quite a few adventures trying to make this egg hatch. And really what she learns about is patience. It's hysterically funny. This character is a delight. And this will be a super, super fun read aloud for the little ones.
A watched egg never cracks. Evelyn Witch Gets a Pet by Beth Ferry, illustrated by Charles Santoso. And is that it looks beautiful. Looks very fun. A lot of good color in there. All right, Drew.
Another prep for Halloween time. John Langan, the horror bard of the Catskills, has a new story collection out called Lost in the Dark.
You know, we had a horror bard. All right.
I want more people to know there is a really robust horror scene here in the Hudson Valley. And I think that that has always been true. Washington Irving, Nathaniel Hawthorne, even Herman Melville and Henry James. Langan is definitely writing in that lineage. He is a scholar of classic American literature, but he is also a scholar of modern horror movies. He is friends with so many of the horror writers who live up here. This collection has everything from endnotes on a critical essay. It has a sort of like Criterion-style interview with a filmmaker about a very mysterious found footage film. It has a story about two old friends traveling through a bardo where one of them has to fight his younger sister who died when they were kids. The stories are all very different, but they all have this magic that Langan is able to do because so many of them are set in a very, very, very close to our reality, Hudson Valley.
Wow. It is the name of the book is Lost in the Dark and Other Excursions by John Langan. Next.
We do a thing at the store every month where we have somebody curate a shelf. This month, a really cool gallery that is co-run by one of the baristas at Rough Draft Monument in the Hudson Valley. One of the books that they picked, I love seeing what people like to pick, but one of them is this book called On Color by Ian Whittlesey. It is this little slim book, beautifully, each page is fully saturated color. It is this ethereal meditation on color and color theory, but it sort of also just manages to calm me down when I read it. There are some breathing exercises, and he's like chasing, trying to find this ethereal white color. I just loved reading it and looking at the beautiful colors and finding that 10 minutes later, I was calmer than I was before, which Lord knows we all need right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you had one more, and then we're...
Oh, yes. And then, okay, my last one is just a fun summer read, Big Fan by Alexandra Romanoff. It is the first book out from 831 Stories, which is a cool romance novella press. They are beautifully designing everything. It is a story about a woman who is a political consultant. her husband cheated on her just as she managed to win him national office. She is trying to figure out what she's going to do next. She decides she's going to take on a gubernatorial race in Massachusetts at the same time as her childhood crush, a rock star who is about to release his first solo album, reaches out being like, hey, do you want to come do PR for my campaign? You used to be a big fan. They meet, sparks fly. She ends up needing to decide whether or not she is going to stand by the courage of her convictions or if she is going to triangulate and hope not to make a splash. And without giving too many spoilers, I will say that the Democratic candidate in the story makes the wrong decision when it comes to that. But I would say that Maya makes the right one.
Where did they come up with this? Yeah. Well, the name of the book is Big Fan by Alexandra Romanoff. All right. Suzanne, I wanted to save some time for you. You have a really cool project ongoing, and I'm hoping you can tell us about it.
Absolutely. So we are partnering with the Children's Home of Poughkeepsie, which is an incredible organization with numerous programs. They served nearly 2,000 kids and their families last year. A lot of their programs actually focus on teens, despite the name of the organization.
Yep.
And they reached out to us, and they said, we need books. We need books for our teens. You know, they serve a number of folks who are residents with them, folks who might be refugees or victims of trafficking. And in particular, they were looking for books in both English and Spanish. So we, you know, are working with them. They've given us a list of books that the kids want to read. And we have them for purchase at our store. Both of our stores, you can stop in and buy a book for these kiddos. Or if you can't make it into the bookstore, that's okay. Go to oblongbooks.com. And right on our homepage, you'll see a banner. And you can make a donation. And that money will go to purchase the books that they've requested. You know, we're really excited because these are books the kids will get to take with them when they're ready to leave. So they may be maybe the first new book that child or that teenager has ever had. So we've got a lot of really cool books to choose from. And we thank anybody who wants to, you know, throw us $5, $10.
And this is something that they came up with, like the list of what they wanted, which
yeah.
I think is really cool.
Yeah. We're always happy to like send the books that we think the kids should read, but it's always nice for a kid to be able to like be like, I'd like to read, you know, the new whatever book or, you know, yeah.
I love that.
It is a book drive for the Children's Home of Poughkeepsie. You can go to the website oblongbooks.com to find out more information about that, to get books in the hands of at-risk kids and teens. And shop in store or purchase online and help out there. All right. You two are fantastic. I thank you very much for a very fun segment. And here's where you go. Oblongbooks.com for Oblong Books. For Rough Draft, go to roughdraftny.com. Susanna and Drew, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for the great work you do for us, for readers, for the community, and I appreciate it very much. Be
Thank
well.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.